All right, so today we're going to be diving into job hopping. You know that thing everyone's talking about where people are switching jobs pretty frequently, maybe to get a pay bump or just, a change of scenery? We've got some interesting sources here, some stories about people using job hopping to really boost their careers. And then also looking at how businesses are dealing with all the challenges that come with it, especially smaller companies. By the end of this, you'll understand what makes job hopping so attractive to some people, but also how companies like Lumen are trying to keep their employees around for the long haul.
Yeah, it's a really interesting dynamic right now. It's not just about money anymore. It's about how the whole relationship between employees and employers is changing. You've got the skills gap in a lot of industries, and then you've got the gig economy where people are used to short-term contracts anyway.
Yeah, we should definitely talk more about that skills gap thing later on. But first, I want to talk about this lawyer, Janelle Romero. This woman went from making like $40,000 a year to $225,000 in just 6 years. I mean, that's a serious glow up.
Oh, absolutely. It's a perfect example of how job hopping, when you do it right, can really pay off financially. And it's not just luck. Romero says she had a plan. Every time she switched jobs, it was to learn something new and get more experience. And it all led to her bigger career goals.
So it wasn't just about getting a slightly bigger paycheck each time. She had a strategy. Can we maybe look at one of her job changes as an example to see how it connected to those bigger
Yeah,
goals?
for sure. So there's this one that really stands out. She moved from this mid-sized law firm that specialized in real estate to a smaller firm that focused on intellectual property law. At first glance, that might seem like a sideways move, but it let her specialize in a field that was really growing, and that turned out to be super valuable because later she got a really high-paying job as an in-house counsel at a tech startup.
Oh, wow. So even moving to a smaller firm can be a smart move, as long as it helps you get closer to where you want to be in the long run. It's kind of like choosing the scenic route.
Exactly. Might take a little longer, but you get to see some amazing things along the way.
And that's a really important lesson for anyone thinking about job hopping. It's not just about climbing the ladder. It's about creating a path that you actually enjoy and that pays you well.
Absolutely. It's about finding a career that's both fulfilling and financially rewarding.
Okay, so Romero's story is definitely inspiring, but let's flip things around for a second and look at it from the employer's perspective. Our sources say that job hopping is causing some serious problems for businesses, especially the smaller ones.
Yeah, that's true. For small to medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs as they're called, high turnover can be really tough. You spend all this time and money training someone, they become a key part of the team, and then suddenly they're gone. It disrupts everything, creates these knowledge gaps, and it can really hurt team morale.
And then there's the financial hit as well, right? Constantly having to find new people, onboard them, train them. It can drain a company's resources, especially if they're on a tight budget. It's like a revolving door.
Exactly. It's a constant drain on resources. And even beyond the immediate costs, there's the long-term impact on the company culture. It's really hard to build a strong team when people are always coming and going.
Makes sense. You lose that shared history, that sense of camaraderie.
Right. And then it becomes really hard to create a culture of collaboration and innovation.
So what can businesses do to fight back against this job hopping trend? That's where this company Lumen comes in, right? With their business culture framework. They say they have a solution for businesses that are struggling with all these challenges.
Yeah, that's right. Lumen's approach is all about creating a workplace where people actually want to stay. It's not about just throwing money at the problem or offering superficial perks. It's about getting to the root causes of job hopping and building a culture that values employee growth, development, and well-being.
Okay, that sounds great in theory, but how do they actually do it? What are the nuts and bolts of this framework, and how does it actually help reduce employee turnover?
So they focus on a few key areas, starting with structured training programs. And these aren't your typical one-size-fits-all training sessions. Lumen emphasizes personalized development plans that help employees learn new skills, stay ahead of industry trends, and progress in their careers. This could involve mentorship programs, specialized courses, or even opportunities to rotate within the company and gain diverse experience.
Yeah, that's a far cry from those mandatory compliance training videos that everyone just clicks through to get it over with. This sounds like a real investment in the employee's future.
Exactly. It's not just about filling a need right now. It's about equipping them for what's next.
Right, it's showing them that the company is invested in their long-term growth, not just their immediate output.
Exactly.
Right.
Another key element of Lumen's framework is leadership development. They work with managers to create a more positive and supportive work environment where employees feel valued and heard.
So it's not just about training employees, it's about training managers to be better leaders. That's often overlooked. A bad manager can be a major reason why people leave a job.
You're absolutely right. Lumen's approach recognizes that creating a positive work environment has to start from the top down. It's about giving managers the skills and tools. They need to foster open communication, provide constructive feedback, and create a culture where everyone feels empowered to contribute their best work.
It sounds like they're trying to change the whole company's DNA, not just put a Band-Aid on the problem of job hopping. But we've only scratched the surface of Lumen's framework. I'm really interested to dig deeper and see how it all works together. So we were just talking about that leadership development piece, right? How Lumen helps managers create a more positive and supportive environment. It seems like they're really focusing on that personal touch, recognizing that employees aren't just, you know, robots.
Yeah, exactly. They get that people do better when they feel valued and respected and supported. And a lot of that comes from having good relationships with their managers. Lumen encourages managers to be more like coaches, where they're helping employees grow and develop their skills instead of just telling them what to do all the time.
Right. It's like shifting from that boss mentality to a mentor mentality. It creates a much more collaborative environment.
Exactly. And that can be a huge factor in reducing job hopping. When people feel like they're learning and growing and that their contributions are actually valued, they're less likely to jump ship just for a little more money.
It's like the difference between a job and a career. A job is just something you do to pay the bills, but a career is something you're invested in, something you're passionate about.
That's a great way to put it. Lumen's framework is all about helping companies create that kind of environment where employees can build careers, not just have jobs. And another big part of that is aligning company values with employee needs.
Okay, now that sounds a little bit abstract. Can you give me a concrete example of how a company would actually do that?
Sure. So let's say a company says they value work-life balance, but then they expect people to be available 24/7, or they don't offer any flexibility in work arrangements. That's not really aligning their values with their employees' needs.
Right. It's got to be more than just words on a wall. They have to actually walk the walk.
Exactly. And when employees see that alignment, when they see that the company actually lives its values, it builds trust and makes them feel like they belong.
It's about authenticity, right? Employees can spot hypocrisy a mile away.
Absolutely. So all these elements, you know, the training, the leadership development, the values, they all contribute to a bigger goal, creating a culture of long-term commitment. But Lumen also recognizes the compensation is still a major factor.
Of course, people need to feel like they're being paid fairly for their work, especially with how competitive the job market is these days.
Right, exactly. And that's why Lumen recommends using compensation models that reward long-term commitment and contributions, things like performance-based bonuses, profit-sharing plans, or stock options that vest over time.
So it's not just about base salary. It's about giving employees a stake in the company's success.
Exactly. It's about creating a win-win situation where both the employees and the company benefit from a long-term relationship.
Now, I'm curious about something. Lumen says they can help businesses identify potential job hoppers during the hiring process. How do they do that? Do they have some kind of magic formula?
Well, not exactly magic, but they do have structured interview techniques and cultural assessments that can help companies get a better sense of a candidate's motivations and goals.
So it's about asking the right questions and really listening to the answers, digging deeper than just the resume.
Exactly. For example, they might ask something like, "Tell me about a time you faced a challenge at work. How did you handle it?" Or, "What are your long-term career goals, and how do you see this role fitting into those plans?"
Oh, I see. So it's not just about their technical skills. It's about their work ethic, their problem-solving skills, and whether they're a good fit for the company culture.
Exactly. And by using these techniques, companies can improve their chances of finding people who are truly interested in the company's mission and who are more likely to stay for the long haul.
It sounds like they're trying to move away from that higher fast mentality that's become so common in some industries.
Right. It's about taking a more strategic and long-term approach to hiring.
Okay. So all of this sounds great in theory, but do they have any real-world examples? Have they actually been able to help companies reduce turnover and improve performance?
They do. One of their case studies shows the impact really clearly. They worked with this client team that was having a lot of turnover, low morale, and declining performance. But after implementing Lumen's business culture framework, the team saw a big drop in turnover. Their employee engagement scores went way up, and their productivity increased significantly.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. But what did they actually change? Did they completely revamp their training program or restructure their leadership?
It was a combination of things. But one of the most impactful changes was a new mentorship program. They paired junior employees with more experienced mentors who could offer guidance, support, and career advice. And this program helped employees feel more connected to the company, more confident in their abilities, and more invested in their own success.
It's like they created a culture of learning and support.
Exactly. And that feeling of belonging can be really powerful.
Right. It can make all the difference in whether someone stays with a company or leaves.
Absolutely.
This case study really shows that Lumen's business culture framework isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept. It's about making real changes that can have a big impact on a company's bottom line.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great example of how investing in employee well-being and creating a culture of long-term commitment can lead to a more engaged, productive, and ultimately more profitable workforce.
It makes you wonder why more companies haven't adopted this approach. The benefits seem pretty clear. But I guess there must be some challenges or downsides too, right?
You're right. Implementing a framework like this takes time and effort and a real commitment from leadership. It's not a quick fix. It requires a willingness to challenge the status quo, to change old habits and mindsets, and to invest resources in developing your people.
It's like turning a giant ship around, right? It takes time and effort to change course.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that not every company is going to be a perfect fit for Lumen's business culture. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
So how can a company figure out if it's right for them? Are there any red flags they should look out for?
One big red flag is a lack of buy-in from leadership. If the CEO and senior management aren't fully on board and willing to champion the changes, it's probably not going to work.
That makes sense. You need everyone on the same page. What other red flags should companies watch out for?
Another red flag is a resistance to change within the company culture. If the organization is very hierarchical and resistant to new ideas, it might be difficult to implement a framework that emphasizes employee empowerment and collaboration.
So companies need to take a hard look at their current culture and leadership style to see if this kind of approach would actually work.
Exactly. And if there are some areas that need improvement, it doesn't necessarily mean that Lumen's business culture is a no-go. It just means you might need to do some internal work first to create a more receptive environment for change.
Right, you got to lay the groundwork.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's say a company decides that Lumen's business culture is a good fit, and they're ready to make those changes. What are the first steps they should take?
Well, the first step is to really understand the framework itself. Lumen offers a bunch of resources, like workshops, consulting services, and online materials. To help companies get up to speed, they don't just throw a manual at you and say good luck. They provide guidance and support to help you adapt the framework to your specific needs.
So it's not a do-it-yourself project. They have experts who can walk you through it.
Exactly. And that guidance can be super helpful, especially at the beginning. Lumen's consultants can help companies assess their current culture, identify areas that need work, and develop a customized implementation plan.
So they hold your hand a little bit.
Yeah.
To make sure you're successful.
They do. And that's important because changing a company's culture is tough. It's not something you can do overnight. It takes planning effort and a willingness to adjust along the way.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. And Lumen is there to support companies every step of the way. Okay, so we've talked a lot about Lumen's business culture and how it can help with job hopping. But let's zoom out for a minute and look at the bigger picture. You mentioned the skills gap earlier. What are the implications of job hopping for the economy as a whole?
That's a really important question. Job hopping can actually make the skills gap worse in some industries. When experienced employees leave, they take all their knowledge and expertise with them, and that creates a void that can be hard to fill. This can lead to a shortage of qualified workers, which can slow down innovation and economic growth.
So it's not just about the costs of the company itself, it's about the ripple effect on the whole industry.
Exactly. And this is especially true in fields that are changing quickly, like technology and healthcare. The skills that are in demand today might be outdated tomorrow. So companies really need to invest in continuous learning and development to keep their workforce up to date.
So it sounds like job hopping can make that skills gap even wider.
It can. And this highlights how important it is, not just to attract talent, but to keep the talent you already have. Companies need to create environments where employees feel valued, challenged, and empowered to grow.
So it's about anticipating future needs.
Exactly.
And investing in the long-term development of your workforce.
Precisely.
And that's where frameworks like Lumen's business culture can be so valuable, by creating a culture of learning, growth, and commitment. Companies can reduce turnover, retain valuable knowledge, and help close that skills gap.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win for both the company and the economy. But let's not forget about the individual perspective. Job hopping can be a great way to advance your career, but it's not without its risks.
That's right. While job hopping can help you learn new things, expand your network, and earn more money, it can also be a red flag for some employers. If you're constantly switching jobs, they might think you're not reliable or committed.
So it's all about finding that balance.
It is.
Weighing the potential benefits against the potential downsides.
Exactly. And it's important to be strategic.
Yeah.
Don't just chase the highest salary or the most exciting job title. Think about your long-term goals and ask yourself if this move will actually help you get there.
Right. It's like choosing the scenic route instead of the highway.
Exactly.
It might take longer, but the journey will be more rewarding.
And when you do decide to switch jobs, be ready to explain your reasons to potential employers. Highlight the skills and experience you gained from each role, and how they've helped you grow professionally.
So it's about framing your job hopping history as a story of growth and development.
Exactly.
And remember, networking is key. Build relationships with people in your industry.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered a lot about the challenges of job hopping, both for individuals and companies. But it's important to remember that job hopping isn't always a bad thing.
Right.
It can be a good thing for your career, and it can even be good for the economy.
It can. It can encourage competition and innovation.
The key is to approach it strategically, both from the employee's perspective and the employer's perspective. It's about finding that sweet spot where individual ambition and company loyalty can both exist.
It is.
So it's not about eliminating job hopping altogether. It's about creating a workplace where people actually want to stay.
You got it.
And where they feel motivated to do their best work.
Exactly.
And it's about recognizing that the way we work is changing.
It is.
The idea of staying with one company for your entire career is becoming less common.
That's true.
People are more mobile, more adaptable, and more interested in exploring different options.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. It can lead to more personal and professional growth.
It can.
But companies need to adapt too. They need to create workplaces that are more flexible, more engaging, mm-hmm. and more focused on employee development. Okay, let's take a quick break here. We've covered a lot of ground, exploring both the challenges and the opportunities that come with job hopping. When we come back, we'll wrap up our deep dive with some final thoughts and some takeaways for both job seekers and employers who are navigating this changing world of work. Stay tuned. Okay, so we've been talking all about job hopping, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's a lot to unpack.
It really is. I think what's really interesting is how important communication is. Employees need to be honest about what they want out of their careers. And employees need to be clear about what they can offer.
Yeah, it's like any relationship. You need that open and honest communication to build trust. So for anyone out there who's thinking about switching jobs, what advice would you give them? How can they make sure it's the right move for their career?
First, you got to be really clear about why you want to leave your current job. What are you hoping to get out of a new position? Is it more money, a new challenge, a better company culture, or maybe all of the above?
Right. It's about having a plan and making sure your next move fits into that plan. It's easy to get excited about a new opportunity, but you got to step back and ask yourself, is this really going to get me where I want to be?
Exactly. Once you know your why, then do your research. Really look into potential employers. Don't just focus on the job description and the salary. What's their culture like? What are their values? Are they good at developing and keeping their employees?
It's about finding the right company, not just the right job title.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask the tough questions during your interview. Ask about their training programs, their leadership development, their work-life balance, anything that's important to you.
It's about taking control of the process, not just waiting for them to tell you what they think you want to hear.
Exactly. And remember, the job search goes both ways. They're checking you out just like you're checking them out. So be prepared to talk about your skills and experience and how you can help them achieve their goals.
It's about showing them your value. Okay, so let's talk to the employers now, the ones who are dealing with all this job hopping. What can they do to make their companies more attractive and keep their best people around?
It really comes down to creating a workplace where people feel valued, a place where they feel challenged and respected. a place where they can learn and grow, where they feel like they're making a real contribution.
Right. It's about giving them a sense of purpose, making them feel like they're part of something bigger.
Exactly. And it's not just about money, although, of course, that's important. It's about investing in your people, giving them opportunities to develop their skills.
Yeah.
And creating a culture where they feel empowered to do their best work.
It's about building relationships with your employees, not just treating them like cogs in a machine.
Exactly. And don't wait until they're already thinking about leaving to start doing these things. Have regular conversations with them about their goals and their challenges. Find out how you can support their growth within the company.
Right. Build that open communication.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember, actions speak louder than words. Show your employees that you value them. Don't just say it.
Walk the walk.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a really fascinating look at job hopping. We've learned about the challenges and the opportunities for both individuals and companies.
And I think we can all agree, it doesn't have to be a battle.
Right. There's a way to make it work for everyone. So for everyone listening, whether you're looking for a new job or trying to create a great workplace, remember to be open to change and always put people first.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.